This is KUT. The city of Austin recently lost key executive positions. Officials are currently looking to hire a new city manager and police chief. This has some repercussions, including how the city's public safety departments are governed. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
Each public safety department, that's police, fire, and EMS, is governed by a contract between its union and the city. And new contracts are brokered every 4 years. The next negotiation is set for this coming spring. And while it's unusual for a delay to occur, that's what city council's hoping for. During budget discussions, members decided it'd be best to hire a new city manager before renegotiating public safety contracts. Here's Mayor Steve Adler.
So there was discussion then about doing a one-year extension so as to, in essence, tide things over.
And so we're agreeable to it.
Tony Marcourt is the president of the local firefighters union. He says he's gotten a letter from the city asking about a one-year extension of the current contract.
We have not responded yet. We're kind of waiting on some information to see, you know, what can be accomplished in this time. Is there anything that needs to change for a limited time?
These contracts take up most of the city's budget, roughly 70%. They determine wage, discipline, and public access to department records. For some civil rights activists and union leaders, this means a delay in seeing changes they were hoping for. Kathy Mitchell is with the Austin Justice Coalition. She says there are other reasons to pay attention to these contracts, like in the police contract, policy governing the department's forthcoming body cameras.
We would like to see it made clear that when we finally adopt body cameras, that body camera video will be made available to the public, especially in critical incidents.
So say the city holds off on negotiating until we have a new city manager. The city still needs to hire a new permanent police chief, and this could further delay negotiations. A former APD chief called having a permanent chief involved in contract negotiations, quote, critical. If the public safety unions do agree to a one-year extension of the current contracts, negotiations of new contracts would not start until spring 2018. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.